Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. With the weather events we've had, I think we can all say that we are ready for winter to be over, except for the kids maybe. However, sometimes it's important to consider why we need winter. Not only is the cold season a time when plants go dormant and store sugars, but some plants actually need a cold period to grow to their fullest. In seed germination, this is a process of stratification. In plants, this is a process called vernalization. Vernal also means spring. The vernal equinox, opposite of the autumnal equinox, is the beginning of spring. Stratification in seeds is typically done by layering the seed in wet paper towels and then leaving them in a cold area or refrigerator. This mimics natural weather. Stratification prevents early germination and helps ensure the seed's survival after inclement weather has passed. It is only necessary when planting some species of plant in the spring, as fall plantings will see cold weather. Vernalization is very similar. Vernalization is a chilling requirement necessary to induce flowering in some plant species. This process, along with photoperiod, or a light requirement, determine when a plant is in bloom. Two immediate examples of cold-requiring plants are creeping phlox and winter wheat. As the name implies, winter wheat is in the ground right now, and that's because in order for the wheat to flower and develop a grain head, it needs about 4 to 8 weeks of temperatures below 50 degrees. Creeping phlox, Phlox subulata, is the horticultural example. Early spring brings wide carpets of color from this perennial. However, after an initial flowering, the blooms are gone for the rest of the year. The term for this would be an obligate vernalization requirement, where obligate means mandatory. Some plants may have a cold requirement, but the driving force is the photoperiod. These plants can include astilbe, lavender, and columbine. The biological reason for this is centered around specific timing of flowering, which also relates to pollinators. Making sure that the plant and the pollinator are on the same schedule benefits both parties. Another silver lining of winter precipitation is that it is still precipitation. This year, we've had a pretty wet winter, but that does help offset the dry summer into fall we had. This isn't important for just the garden, but also the environment as a whole, from wooded areas to native prairie. Also, evergreens are active all winter long. Whether you love or hate the snow, whether you're sledding or shoveling, there is a reason for every season, and without winter, our plants could be worse off come spring. So try to hold on for just another month or so. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.